Welcome to the Deep Dive, where our mission is really to cut through the complexity and bring you the essential insights you need to navigate today's most critical topics. I'm Chris Kosmowski, your guide for today's exploration, and I'm genuinely looking forward to this conversation with our expert speaker.
Great to be here.
Today, we are taking a really granular, comprehensive look at a topic of immense importance for, well, the digital backbone of our nation. Why U.S. federal civilian agencies need to adopt LM Envision to innovate, secure, and accelerate speed to mission. You see, U.S. federal civilian agencies aren't just managing, websites and internal networks. They're the digital engines powering everything from national park services to vital health benefits, from climate research clearing through to energy infrastructure.
Absolutely. These aren't small IT shops.
Not at all. And they're currently navigating an incredibly complex and challenging landscape. I mean, on one hand, they face intense pressure to modernize their aging IT systems, often built decades ago.
Real legacy stuff in many cases.
Exactly.
Yeah.
On the other hand, they must comply with a barrage of new, really stringent mandates. Think that the pervasive push towards zero trust cybersecurity and the widespread adoption of the Cloud Smart policy.
Mandates that aren't optional.
Right. Yeah. And all of this needs to happen while supporting their critical, often public-facing missions with tight budgets and, let's be honest, often constrained workforces. This isn't just some abstract technology problem either.
No, it hits home.
This is about the very real, tangible delivery of essential public services to citizens like you and me. So our mission in this deep dive is clear. We're going to unpack in exhaustive detail why LM Envision, which is Logic Monitor's unified observability platform, is not just a solution, but really a vital strategic solution for these profound challenges. We'll provide a comprehensive report on why key departments like the Department of the Interior, the Environmental Protection Agency, or EPA, the Department of Energy, DOE, and Health and Human Services, HHS, why they really need to adopt it.
Think critically.
And crucially, yes, we'll pinpoint which specific agencies, components, use cases, and even which key personas LM Envision sales team should prioritize and exactly why. This deep dive is your shortcut, really, to truly understanding a crucial intersection of government IT and innovative, impactful solutions that directly affect you.
Thank you. It's indeed a critical topic, and the scope of these challenges within federal IT environments is not only growing, but becoming increasingly intertwined with national security and, frankly, public trust.
That's a great point.
I'm Taylor Fort, and I'm here to emphasize that our focus today isn't just on what LM Envision does, the features and functions, but why it is strategically important for federal missions, especially given the current mandates and the well-documented struggles these agencies face to keep pace with technological change while still managing all that legacy stuff.
Right, the old and the new together.
Exactly. A central insight we'll explore is the overarching value proposition LM Envision brings. It's an AI-driven, end-to-end visibility platform designed specifically for these complex hybrid environments. Its purpose is to help federal agencies meet their mandates and significantly accelerate what we call speed to mission, which ultimately means delivering public services faster, more securely, and with greater reliability.
And speed to mission is really the goal here.
It has to be. And to be clear, a significant hurdle for federal adoption has just been removed. LM Envision recently achieved FedRAMP moderate authorization. This isn't just a certification, it's really a game changer.
A big deal then.
A huge deal. It validates the platform's security for handling sensitive, unclassified federal data, thereby removing a major procurement barrier for many agencies. It simplifies things immensely.
Okay, let's truly unpack the pressures and mandates confronting federal IT leaders. They are under constant, relentless pressure. I mean, they have to modernize their systems, reduce costs, but absolutely cannot compromise on availability or security.
The stakes are just too high.
Exactly.
Yeah.
As you mentioned, this isn't an internal IT problem that just lives within the agency walls. It directly impacts citizens, national security, and the effective functioning of government itself. Let's talk about some of these key initiatives and mandates driving this pressure, because they paint a picture of extraordinary complexity. First, we have the Cloud Smart policy.
Right.
This isn't just about, lift and shift everything to the cloud. It's a strategic approach to cloud adoption, encouraging agencies to leverage cloud services, often in specialized environments like AWS GovCloud or Azure Government, for agility and efficiency.
But it's not just cloud.
No. Here's the rub. They're also maintaining vast amounts of legacy systems, mainframes, custom applications that simply cannot be retired overnight. It's just not feasible.
Great. It's a real hybrid headache.
It does. This creates a really complex hybrid reality that needs not just a smart approach, but an intelligently monitored one. Then there's zero trust cybersecurity.
Huge topic right now.
Mandated by Executive Order 14028, which came out in response to some pretty significant cyber incidents, and further detailed by the Office of Management and Budget, or OMB M2209.
Right, setting the roadmap.
This is a fundamental, almost philosophical, shift in security. It demands continuous verification and total visibility for every user, device, and application, moving away from that outdated perimeter-based defense model.
That assumed everything inside was safe.
Which we now know is definitely not the case. We also have the Federal IT Acquisition Reform Act, or FITARA. This empowers agency CIOs to drive IT efficiency, consolidate data centers, and control costs, making them more accountable for IT investments.
Giving CIOs more direct control.
Yes. Then the President's Management Agenda, or PMA, further focuses on three core pillars: delivering mission outcomes, ensuring excellent service to citizens, and promoting responsible stewardship of taxpayer dollars, all through a focus on improving government operations.
Efficiency and effectiveness, basically.
And finally, the Technology Modernization Fund, or TMF. This is providing crucial funding. I think it's over $1 billion allocated since 2021.
Significant investment.
For projects that specifically address security risks, replace legacy systems, and leverage cutting-edge technologies like AI to improve government services. That's a lot on their plate, isn't it? Especially when these initiatives often need to be implemented simultaneously.
It's an immense amount. And if we connect this to the bigger picture, this leads us to what I sometimes call the modernization paradox in federal IT.
Okay, explain that.
Well, agencies are indeed compelled to innovate and adopt these forward-thinking mandates, moving to the cloud, implementing zero trust, leveraging AI, but they consistently struggle with a fragmented visibility landscape.
Meaning they can't see everything.
Precisely. This is often due to an overwhelming tool sprawl, where different teams use different monitoring solutions for different parts of their infrastructure. You know, one team might monitor networks, another servers, another applications.
Creating silos?
Exactly, creating dangerous blind spots and an incomplete operational picture. They're grappling with the inherent complexity of their hybrid IT environments, legacy on-premises systems interacting with multi-cloud deployments, and a significant amount of technical debt from decades-old infrastructure.
That debt really holds them back.
It does. This debt isn't just financial, it's operational, making it difficult to innovate. The result: cybersecurity postures that are frequently deemed ineffective or at high risk, as meticulously documented by various Inspector General or IG and Government Accountability Office, GAO, reports. You read those reports, it's concerning.
Yeah, those IG and GAO reports can be pretty stark.
They really can. What's truly insightful here is that unified observability is no longer just a nice-to-have capability. It's becoming a foundational prerequisite. You genuinely cannot secure what you cannot see, nor can you efficiently manage what you don't fully understand across these complex, intertwined environments that are constantly evolving. Without a unified view, agencies are essentially flying blind through a rapidly changing digital landscape.
That modernization paradox really hits home. Flying blind is not where you want to be. So how does LM Envision actually become the solution, meeting these federal mandates with unified observability, especially given that paradox? Let's dig into some specifics, because this is where LM Envision's capabilities really start to shine.
Okay.
First, for IT modernization and cloud adoption. The challenge, as we discussed, is managing this incredibly disparate landscape of on-premises systems, mainframes, private data centers, and multi-cloud environments like AWS's GovCloud and Azure Government. Agencies need absolute assurance that no environment is left unmonitored, regardless of where it actually resides.
Total visibility is the goal.
Right. LM Envision steps in by providing unified visibility across all these diverse environments, making it possible to seamlessly manage hybrid IT. This means a single platform can monitor, say, a legacy Oracle database on a mainframe in a private data center, alongside a new cloud-native application running on Kubernetes in Azure Government, all in one place.
That consolidation is powerful.
It really is. A key benefit here is its ability to help consolidate redundant legacy monitoring tools into a single intelligent platform, Imagine an agency using 5, maybe 10 different tools to monitor networks, servers, databases, applications, and cloud services.
That's not uncommon, unfortunately.
No. LM Envision can replace many of these, simplifying operations, drastically reducing operations and maintenance, or O&M costs by cutting software licensing and support fees, and cutting down that notorious tool sprawl that creates blind spots and increases operational overhead.
Which CIOs hate.
Absolutely. This not only makes IT operations more efficient, but also allows agencies to reinvest those crucial savings into mission-critical innovations, directly supporting those FITARA goals for IT efficiency and effectiveness.
And this brings us to LM Envision's particularly strong architectural fit for federal environments. It's a flexible SaaS, software as a service platform deployed securely in U.S. GovCloud for federal customers, which is frankly a non-negotiable requirement for handling sensitive government data.
Has to be GovCloud.
Has to be. Deployment is incredibly fast, often in a matter of hours, thanks to lightweight collectors that gather data without complex, disruptive installations.
So not a heavy lift to get started.
Much lighter than traditional on-prem tools. These collectors are small software agents that can be deployed anywhere, on-premises, in virtual machines, or in cloud environments, to gather metrics, logs, and other telemetry. Crucially, it supports over 3,000 pre-built integrations.
3,000. That's a lot.
It covers almost everything. This means it can monitor virtually anything an agency has, from legacy Cisco routers and Windows and Unix servers to Oracle and SQL Server databases, VMware virtual environments, and all major cloud services like AWS and Azure, and even highly specialized devices or custom applications.
So it handles the old and the new.
Exactly. This extensive integration library ensures minimal integration effort for federal IT teams, which means a very fast time to value. Agencies don't need to embark on a rip and replace strategy, which is often a significant barrier due to cost, risk, and disruption. LM Envision overlays and integrates with existing infrastructure, acting as that single pane of glass from day one, giving immediate value without forcing a painful overhaul. Now, moving specifically to cybersecurity executive orders and zero trust, the challenge for agencies is rigorously implementing the mandates of EO 14028 and OMBM 2209. These require continuous monitoring, comprehensive event logging, and accurate asset management across increasingly complex distributed IT environments.
Which is easier said than done.
Much easier said than done. As we've emphasized, agencies truly cannot secure what they cannot see. LM Envision was fundamentally built to unify visibility and strengthen compliance for these very reasons. It provides real-time insight into access behavior, network flows, and policy compliance, which are all critical pillars for a zero-trust architecture.
Okay, so how does it actually do that?
Well, its key features include strong zero-trust alignment. It helps agencies implement core principles like least privilege and continuous verification. It does this by tracking and verifying access requests across policy decision points, PDPs, and policy enforcement points, PEPs. Those are the components that decide and enforce who or what can access a resource.
Got it. The gatekeepers.
Exactly. This allows it to flag any anomalous behavior that could indicate an unauthorized access attempt or maybe a security breach. Then there's continuous asset discovery. LM Envision continuously discovers all IT assets, including that dreaded shadow IT.
Yes, the things IT doesn't know about.
The things that keep CISOs up at night, those unmanaged devices or rogue systems that often slip through the cracks and represent significant security risks. This ensures nothing goes unmonitored or unverified, aligning perfectly with DHS's Continuous Diagnostics and Mitigation CDM program goals, which aim to give agencies continuous visibility into their cybersecurity posture.
So it helps find the hidden risks.
It absolutely does. For log intelligence, its automated analytics help satisfy EO 14028's stringent requirements for improved event logging and detection. Agencies can quickly produce audit-ready logs and dashboards that can be mapped directly to NIST 853 controls. That's the big catalog of security and privacy controls for federal systems or specific zero-trust maturity metrics.
Makes audits easier, presumably.
Significantly. Finally, a significant point of confidence for agencies adopting AI in security-sensitive environments is AI transparency. Logic Monitor's AI ops engine, called Edwin AI, is designed to be explainable and includes human-in-the-loop controls.
Meaning you can see why it made a decision.
Precisely. Federal engineers can understand why the AI made a certain recommendation and can validate AI-generated recommendations before automated actions are taken. This directly addresses concerns like those outlined in OMBM 2410 regarding AI transparency and accountability, especially in sensitive areas.
That's crucial for trust.
Absolutely. The result of all this is a significantly bolstered cybersecurity posture, enabling audit-ready compliance with minimal lift and strengthening their move toward robust, verifiable, zero-trust architectures.
That's a truly powerful combination of capabilities, especially the AI transparency and human oversight for critical security functions. You need that explainability. Let's talk about mandated compliance more broadly now, encompassing not just cybersecurity, but standards like FedRAMP, FISMA, and HIPAA.
Right, the whole compliance landscape.
The challenge here is straightforward. Federal purchasers absolutely require cloud solutions to be FedRAMP authorized. FedRAMP, the Federal Risk and Authorization Management Program, is that government-wide program providing a standardized approach to security assessment, authorization, and continuous monitoring for cloud products and services. Its levels, low, moderate, high, indicate the criticality and sensitivity of the data handled.
And moderate is the sweet spot for most agencies.
Exactly. And here's where it gets particularly interesting, as you mentioned earlier. LM Envision has achieved FedRAMP moderate authorization as of July 28th, 2025. This is, without exaggeration, a game changer.
Removes a massive roadblock.
It removes a major, often prohibitive procurement hurdle for federal agencies, as moderate covers the vast majority of federal data types. Before this, agencies might have needed to pursue costly and time-consuming agency ATOs, or authority to operate certs. Now, they can leverage LM Envision immediately.
Saves time, saves money, reduces risk.
Exactly. Regarding its security posture, LM Envision stores all federal customer data in encrypted form, both at rest and in transit, within those FedRAMP-approved GovCloud data centers, specifically leveraging environments like AWS GovCloud US. This inherently aligns with FISMA, the Federal Information Security Modernization Act, and NIST 853 requirements for confidentiality and integrity, which are paramount for protecting government information.
Table stakes for federal work.
Absolutely. Beyond that, the platform's compliance features are robust. It supports granular role-based access control, RBAC, to enforce least privilege, meaning users only get access to what they need.
Critical for security.
Yes. Encryption of data in transit and at rest, detailed audit trails of all user actions, and seamless SSML integration for secure identity management. For agencies like HHS, which handle vast amounts of protected health information, PHI, this streamlines reporting, helping them meet stringent IPAE, the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act, security logging standards, and maintain immutable evidence for audits.
Which is non-negotiable for healthcare data.
Absolutely not. With built-in compliance dashboards, LM Envision offers essentially a one-click view of compliance status, significantly reducing the preparation effort for audits or those dreaded data calls from oversight bodies like OMB or GAO. Ultimately, this leads to more successful audits with less prep and frees up valuable personnel time.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, the ability to achieve audit-ready compliance with minimal lift is paramount for federal agencies facing intense scrutiny and frequent audits. It takes a huge burden off their shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's turn our attention to operational resilience and always-on services. The challenge here is fundamental. Civilian agencies provide critical public-facing services, think benefits processing, scientific data dissemination, permits, disaster response. The list goes on.
Things people rely on every single day.
Exactly. Any downtime in these services directly hinders their mission and, more importantly, impacts citizens who rely on them daily. A prime example is the Social Security Administration. A disruption there could mean millions of citizens can't access their benefits or crucial information.
The impact is immediate and widespread.
Absolutely. LM Envision's role here is crucial. Its unified observability and AI-driven early warnings enable fewer disruptions to critical public services. It fosters a proactive approach by automatically correlating metrics, events, and logs across the full IT stack, from network devices to servers, databases, and applications.
So it connects the dots automatically?
Yes. This means it can detect incipient issues, like a subtle database slowdown indicating an impending bottleneck, a creeping memory leak in an application that hasn't crashed yet, or early network congestion, and alert teams before those issues escalate and impact citizens.
Any ahead of the problem.
Precisely. This capability aligns perfectly with broader mission assurance goals. For instance, ensuring the Department of the Interior's park reservation systems remain running smoothly during peak tourist seasons, or that vital environmental sensors continue to transmit critical climate data without interruption.
Keeping the lights on, digitally speaking.
Exactly. What's truly insightful is the impact of its AIOps capabilities. Edwin AI doesn't just alert, it can even trigger automated scripts or integrations with systems like ServiceNow to open a ticket automatically or automatically scale server clusters in a cloud environment during high demand, actively preventing incidents and dramatically shortening recovery times.
Automation to prevent the fire drill.
You got it. We've seen enterprises report significantly reduced mean time to repair, or MTTR, sometimes by up to 67%, and fewer of those chaotic all-hands war room calls because LM Envision pinpoints the true issues quickly and accurately, cutting through the noise of false positives.
Less time finding the problem, more time fixing it.
That's the idea. The outcome is clear. Minimizing unplanned downtime and accelerating incident response leads to higher reliability, faster mission outcomes, and ultimately better public services for everyone, which builds public trust.
That's truly where the rubber meets the road, isn't it? Reliable, uninterrupted service for citizens. This leads us seamlessly to efficiency, cost savings, and speed to mission, which strongly aligns with the president's management agenda we mentioned earlier.
Right, tying it back to the PMA.
The challenge. Many federal IT teams are often understaffed, tasked with maintaining complex hybrid environments, and they're struggling with a patchwork of monitoring tools that are both costly and labor-intensive to manage.
Doing more with less, essentially.
Always. LM Envision creates a really strong business case by making IT operations profoundly more efficient. It allows agencies to retire duplicative tools and centralize their monitoring into one intelligent platform, yielding lower operational costs and tool sprawl, and significantly reduced training overhead.
Less tools, less training, lower costs.
Exactly. Imagine an IT team needing to be proficient in 5 different monitoring tools for various parts of their infrastructure. With LM Envision, they learn one platform, dramatically simplifying training and increasing expertise. And here's where it truly changes the game. LM Envision's AI-driven automation significantly reduces manual effort.
The AI ops piece again.
Yes. It helps agencies scale observability without scaling the team, which is critical for those understaffed federal IT groups that often face hiring freezes or budget constraints. It cuts out the busy work and the noise through features like dynamic thresholding, which automatically adjusts alerts based on normal performance patterns, and intelligent event correlation, which groups related alerts into a single incident instead of flooding inboxes.
So engineers focus on real problems.
Right. This allows engineers to spend less time troubleshooting and more time innovating. The net effect is faster project delivery and increased agility. DevOps teams, for example, can deploy new applications faster with immediate performance feedback and automated checks, accelerating the release cycle.
Getting features out faster and safer.
Exactly. Even executive dashboards become more meaningful, tying real-time IT performance metrics directly to mission outcomes, helping justify investments and showcasing the real, tangible impact on public service delivery.
Exactly, Chris. This directly supports all 3 pillars of the president's management agenda, PMA. LM Envision ensures mission systems are available and performant, which addresses the mission pillar by guaranteeing critical services are delivered reliably.
Makes sense.
It helps deliver a high-quality digital customer experience, speaking directly to the service pillar, making government interactions smoother for citizens.
Important for public perception, too.
Absolutely. And it drives significant cost reductions through tool consolidation and automation, fulfilling the stewardship aspect by ensuring taxpayer dollars are used wisely and efficiently. This effectively shifts federal resources from low-value reactive firefighting to high-value proactive innovation.
Moving up the value chain.
Precisely. Which makes it an ideal candidate for Technology Modernization Fund, TMF funding, which, as you said, is specifically designed for projects that leverage AI and improve efficiency and security in government IT.
Okay, so we've established the pressing challenges and how LM Envision addresses them head-on, but how does it fit into these complex federal IT environments from an architectural standpoint? You touched on this, but let's elaborate. Its design seems particularly well-suited for the unique constraints and requirements of federal agencies.
It really is designed with that complexity in mind.
First, LM Envision's hybrid architecture compatibility is paramount. It is, as we noted, a cloud-based SaaS platform that deploys securely in U.S. GovCloud for federal customers. Crucial.
Non-negotiable.
It connects to diverse IT assets via those lightweight collectors, enabling fast deployment, often in mere hours, avoiding those lengthy, complex on-prem installations that can take weeks or months and disrupt operations.
Quick time to value.
Yes. This means it can seamlessly monitor legacy on-premises systems, private clouds, and public clouds, like AWS, Azure, and GCP, from one unified system. Crucially, no rip and replace of existing infrastructure is needed. It integrates with what's already there. It boasts, as you said, over 3,000 pre-built integrations for virtually any technology an agency might have, from mainframes and specialized network gear to diverse databases, operating systems, and cloud APIs.
Covers the waterfront.
Next, its unified data and single source of truth capability is transformative for agencies battling tool sprawl. It collects all infrastructure, telemetry, performance metrics, logs, network flows, configurations into a single pane of glass.
One place to look.
Exactly. Eliminating fragmented views and providing a comprehensive, correlated operational picture. This means IT operations, DevOps, and even security operations or SecOps teams can all see the same AI-correlated real-time data. That's absolutely critical for rapidly troubleshooting complex hybrid issues that often involve multiple layers of technology.
It gets everyone on the same page.
Right. It also retains historical data for vital capacity planning, trend analysis, and cost resource optimization, supporting larger enterprise data management initiatives. Then there's security and governance built in. As we covered, it's designed from the ground up with government standards in mind. All federal customer data is stored encrypted, both at rest and in transit, within FedRAMP-approved GovCloud data centers.
Security is foundational.
Absolutely. Granular role-based access control, RBAC, enforces least privilege, meaning users only have access to the data and functions they actually need for their job. All user actions are logged for comprehensive auditing, and it supports seamless SSO SAML integration for secure identity management. It enhances security monitoring without introducing new blind spots.
Bolsters the security posture overall.
Finally, its open integration and automation capabilities are robust. It offers extensive REST APIs and webhooks for seamless integration with existing ticketing systems like ServiceNow or Jira, collaboration tools such as Slack or Teams, or broader automation frameworks. It can even ingest data from other sources to complement existing tools like Splunk or other security information and event management or SIEM systems.
Plays well with others, essentially.
Yes. And its Edwin AI can automate responses, like restarting services or scaling cloud instances during peak demand, fitting perfectly into modern infrastructure as code trends. In summary, Element Vision's architecture is fast to deploy, scalable, secure, and aligns with federal IT environments right out of the box, offering low-friction adoption for agencies that need to minimize risk and maximize their existing investments.
Chris, that perfectly lays the groundwork for our next segment. While it's clear that virtually all civilian agencies can benefit from Element Vision, some departments and programs are simply higher priority targets.
Makes sense to focus efforts.
Exactly. This is due to their unique mission needs. Acute IT pain points often highlighted in those OIG reports, the significant volume of sensitive data they manage, and often the sheer size of their budgets and modernization initiatives. We'll examine specific departments in detail and then generalize to other notable targets.
Okay.
And as a critical enabler for all these discussions, it's vital to reemphasize that Elem Envision achieving FedRAMP moderate authorization validates its security for handling sensitive government data, which is a key decision factor for these high priority agencies. It's no longer a question of if it meets federal security standards, but how quickly it can be deployed to start solving problems. It just greases the wheels for adoption.
So let's kick off this agency deep dive by mapping Elem Envision to mission-critical needs, starting with our Tier 1, highest priority, the Department of Health and Human Services, or HHS. Why HHS? Well, it boasts by far the largest federal IT portfolio with a staggering $6.3 billion annual investment, though some reports put its total IT budget, including grants and projects, closer to $11 billion. Just massive.
Huge budget, huge responsibility.
Huge responsibility. It oversees incredibly critical public-facing systems like Medicare and Medicaid, manages public health through the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, funds biomedical research via the National Institutes of Health, NIH, and regulates drugs and medical devices through the Food and Drug Administration, FDA. All of these demand incredibly high availability and stringent security.
Can't afford downtime there.
No way. And of course, HHS handles vast amounts of sensitive protected health information, PHI, invoking strict IPLOCA compliance and privacy regulations. Here's where the urgency becomes undeniable. HHS actually received a not effective FISMA rating for fiscal year 2023 from its own Office of Inspector General.
Wow, not effective is pretty damning.
It's a big red flag. The OIG's report primarily cited large disparities in security maturity within its highly federated environment, meaning its various operating divisions or OPDIVs like CDC and NIH often operate with significant autonomy and different IT practices.
Leading to inconsistency.
Exactly. And a failure to implement foundational security controls before deploying new cloud services. They sort of jumped ahead without shoring up the base. This creates an environment of extreme urgency and makes HHS, frankly, a prime candidate for LM Envision.
Indeed, Chris, that not effective FSMA rating is a glaring red flag that creates immense pressure for HHS CIO Carl Mathias and his team to demonstrate rapid, demonstrable improvement. They need wins fast.
They do.
This is precisely where LM Envision provides substantial and immediate value through several key use cases. For establishing a FSMA compliance baseline, LM Envision offers a unified enterprise-wide view of security posture across all operating divisions like CDC, NIH, and CMS, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services.
See across the whole federation.
Exactly. It provides real-time asset inventory, continuous vulnerability monitoring, and configuration tracking against security benchmarks, directly addressing those OIG recommendations on risk management, asset inventory, and continuous monitoring failures. This means the CIO can see, at a glance, the security status of every optive, identifying and rectifying disparities.
Bringing consistency.
Mm-hmm. For securing cloud and hybrid deployments, LM Envision provides deep visibility into both public and private cloud environments, including those used by contractors. This ensures that agency-managed and contractor-managed cloud systems adhere strictly to HHS security policies and FedRAMP requirements, preventing a repeat of past cloud security control failures identified by the OIG.
Closing those cloud security gaps.
Right. When it comes to enabling secure data interoperability, LM Envision monitors the performance and security of APIs, the application programming interfaces, and underlying infrastructure that facilitate crucial data exchange between optives and external partners. This supports the department's overarching goal of securely connecting health data across the nation, an initiative central to improving public health outcomes.
Making sure the data flows securely.
And reliably. And for healthcare IT monitoring, LM Envision is proven to keep vital systems performing reliably and reduce clinical downtime. We've seen this in the private sector. This directly translates to uninterrupted patient services for citizen-facing portals like healthcare.gov or vaccines.gov, and for essential provider systems.
Keeping those critical health services online.
Absolutely. A critical insight here is that HHS's federated IT nature, while promoting innovation at the optive level, is a root cause of its inconsistent security. LM Envision provides centralized visibility and governance without requiring disruptive technological consolidation, allowing optives to maintain their operational autonomy while dramatically improving security, compliance, and overall mission delivery through that top-down view.
So visibility without forced consolidation, that sounds appealing. To make effective inroads at HHS, understanding the specific entry points and personas is absolutely critical. You can't just walk in the front door.
No, you need a strategy.
We'd engage directly with the Office of the CIO, OCIO, specifically CIO Carl Mathias, and the CISO, the Chief Information Security Officer, focusing on their urgent FSMA remediation plan. That's their top priority.
Hit their biggest pain point.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. We'd also target the CIOs of major optives, such as NIH, CDC, and CMS, who manage vast, complex IT environments themselves. Additionally, crucial program managers overseeing department-wide initiatives like grants management modernization or health IT modernization are key decision makers and influencers.
People running the big projects.
Right. Key Federal System Integrator, or FSI, partners to leverage here include Accenture Federal Services, known for their intelligent automation AI IDIQ contracts, and their work on the electronic visit verification system management, GDIT, General Dynamics Information Technology, for their National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, and IAI, cyber contracts, and Booz Allen Hamilton for their NIH BPIMS work.
Leveraging those existing relationships.
Absolutely. These partners are already deeply embedded and can act as force multipliers, bringing LM Envision into their existing work. Next up, our Tier 2 priority, the Department of the Interior, or DOI. Why DOI? This department manages an astonishing array of national treasures and critical services, national parks, wildlife refuges, vast federal lands, and tribal services, often across incredibly remote locations.
A very distributed environment.
Very distributed. It has a highly decentralized IT environment supporting field operations from oceans to wildlands, managing everything from satellite communications for remote outposts to public-facing reservation systems. With a significant $1.6 billion annual IT budget, they are actively modernizing systems, like moving 160,000 web pages to a modern cloud platform. The sheer geographic and technological diversity makes their IT environment uniquely challenging.
The key challenge here, Chris, as clearly revealed by DOI OIG reports, includes critical weaknesses in cyber risk management for cloud data. The OIG warned of risks of mission disruptions, compromised data, and misuse of public funds due to inconsistent security in their cloud adoption.
Security risks tied directly to mission and funding.
Precisely. There's also a documented need for improved enterprise-wide cyber threat hunting, particularly across their distributed networks. LM Envision delivers significant value through unified hybrid cloud security monitoring. It monitors services procured via their VAST Foundation Cloud Hosting Services, FCHS2 contract. That's a 10-year, $2 billion IDIQ vehicle.
Huge contract.
Huge. This provides centralized visibility for the OCIO to enforce policies and protect cloud data across all bureaus, directly addressing the OIG findings by ensuring consistent security controls.
Getting a handle on that FCHS2 spend in security.
Yes. For enabling proactive threat hunting, LM Envision serves as that single source of truth, correlating metrics, events, logs, and traces across their vast distributed estate. This allows security teams to identify subtle anomalies and pivot from reactive incident response to a proactive threat hunting stance, catching threats before they escalate.
Moving from defense to offense on threats.
In a way, yes. And for ensuring resilience of mission-critical systems, its AI ops capabilities predict and prevent outages in systems supporting vital functions like land management, water resources, and public services. It actively monitors networks connecting parks and remote sites, alerting on outages for satellite links, server failures, or environmental sensor downtime, ensuring digital services like park mobile apps, online reservation systems during tourist surges, and critical climate data portals are always on.
Keeping those park services running smoothly.
Crucial for their mission and public interaction. A critical insight here is that DOI's decentralized cloud procurement through FCHS2 creates a structural need for a platform that overlays with centralized visibility and control. LM Vision is perfectly suited to provide this without disrupting the Bureau's operational autonomy, allowing them to innovate locally while the department maintains enterprise oversight.
Central visibility, local autonomy. Got it. For DOI, effective engagement would involve the Office of the CIO, OCIO, specifically CIO Darren Ash and the team managing that big FCHS2 contract. Also crucial are the Bureau CIOs for the National Park Service, NPS, U.S. Geological Survey, USGS, the Bureau of Land Management, BLM, and the Bureau of Indian Affairs, BIA, as these are the operational hubs where the work gets done.
Need to talk to the bureaus directly.
You do. Key FSI partners here include Accenture Federal Services, who holds a $250 million BLM contract, CCI, known for FBMS, the Financial and Business Management System Implementation, Booz Allen Hamilton for NPS CS program support, and General Dynamics for Indian Health Service IT modernization, which frequently overlaps with DOI needs. Moving to Tier 3, the Department of Energy, or DOE. Why DOE? It oversees a vast and scientifically critical network of national laboratories and energy infrastructure programs with some of the most advanced IT in the world.
Cutting edge.
Really cutting edge. This includes massive high-performance computing, HPC, clusters, sensitive SCADA networks for critical infrastructure, and emerging technologies like IoT sensors monitoring the electric grid.
Hi.
They have a historic $1.9 billion FY2025 technology investment focused on critical areas like grid modernization, exascale computing, and critical infrastructure protection. Their mission is both incredibly advanced and incredibly sensitive.
This raises an important question for many. How does an agency with such an advanced IT strategy and such critical national missions fall short on basic infrastructure reliability and security? It seems counterintuitive.
It does.
Well, the DOE-TOEG criticizes a decentralized governance structure for cybersecurity, leading to inconsistent standards across its many labs and sites. Sound familiar?
Seeing a pattern here with Federation.
Exactly. And the OIG notes significant lags in federal requirements for data analytics, often relying on spreadsheets and manual reconciliation instead of automated systems, even with all that HPC power.
Wow. Spreadsheets for data analytics.
It happens. LM Envision addresses this fundamental disconnect directly. For a resilient foundation for data and AI, it monitors complex HPC environments, cloud deployments, and network infrastructure, ensuring reliability of data pipelines and platforms. This is critical for the OCIO's strategic goal to democratize data and invest heavily in AML initiatives, as these advanced programs cannot succeed on an unstable foundation. It ensures their supercomputers and high-speed research networks are performing optimally.
Can't build AI on shaky ground.
You can't. For centralizing cybersecurity visibility in a federated model, it provides the OCIO and CISO, who is Paul Selby, with a centralized enterprise-wide view of security and performance metrics across individual national labs. This supports enterprise cybersecurity without heavy-handed intrusion into lab operations. This includes real-time anomaly detection and policy monitoring for highly sensitive control system networks like SCADA.
Securing the critical infrastructure networks.
Crucial. It also helps in optimizing resource utilization by providing detailed performance and utilization metrics for cloud instances, data centers, and specialized hardware. This data allows for right-sizing cloud instances, decommissioning underutilized hardware, and consolidating licenses, ensuring responsible stewardship of taxpayer funds invested in that advanced tech.
Making sure the investment pays off.
Mm-hmm. And for consolidation, it integrates with specialized lab equipment, storage arrays, and even mainframes, bringing many disjointed monitoring tools used across different labs into one cohesive platform. The key insight here is that DOE has an incredibly advanced IT strategy aimed at scientific leadership, but an underlying infrastructure foundation that is often unreliable, insecure, and poorly understood due to its federated nature. LM and Visionu addresses this critical gap, enabling a confident and secure pursuit of their advanced data and AI goals.
Right, enabling the science. Engagement for DOE would primarily focus on the Office of the CIO, OCIO, specifically CIO Ann Duncan, the Deputy CIO for Cybersecurity, and the Chief Gate Officer as they drive enterprise strategy. We'd also target IT leadership at individual national laboratories like Los Alamos, Sandia, and Savannah River, who manage the day-to-day operations of their critical scientific computing.
Got to talk to the labs.
You do. Key FSI partners include Leidos, who holds the massive Hanford Mission Essential Services contract, or HMESC, Amentum for digital transformation and data analytic cyber initiatives, and major contractors supporting the labs like Battelle Memorial Institute and Bechtel. Our Tier 4 priority, the Environmental Protection Agency, or EPA. Why EPA? Its core mission protecting human health and the environment hinges entirely on robust IT for data collection, analysis, and public transparency. They manage colossal data sets from air quality sensors, water monitoring networks, climate modeling, just vast amounts of environmental data.
Data is central to their mission.
Absolutely. The EPA is aggressively migrating applications to the cloud, like its Central Data Exchange, CDX, to Microsoft Azure, and currently manages over 160 applications across hybrid AWS, Azure, and cloud.gov environments. This makes for a complex, distributed IT landscape undergoing rapid change.
The critical challenge for the EPA, Chris, as highlighted by a July 2025 GAO report, includes 11 open recommendations for CIO Von Noga. That's quite a few.
11 open recommendations is a lot.
It is, and it flags the agency in high-risk areas such as ensuring the cybersecurity of the nation and improving IT acquisitions and management. There's a pressing need identified by GAO for an organization-wide cybersecurity risk assessment.
So GAO is putting pressure on them.
Significant pressure. LM and Vision is uniquely positioned to directly address these findings and support their modernization. For application performance monitoring for modernized systems, it provides end-to-end observability for new cloud-native applications like the Integrated Compliance Information System, ICIS, and the CDX from the underlying AKS infrastructure, Azure Kubernetes Service, right up to the application code itself.
Seeing inside the cloud apps.
Yes. This ensures the reliability and performance of vital data systems, especially during disasters or public health emergencies when information access is critical. For foundational data for cybersecurity risk assessment, its automated discovery and topology mapping provide a real-time dynamic view of the entire IT estate. This delivers the foundational data, what assets exist, how they're configured, and how they interact needed to conduct that crucial organization-wide cybersecurity risk assessment, directly addressing a priority GAO recommendation.
Giving them the data GAO says they need.
Exactly. For IT portfolio management and optimization, LM and Vision provides detailed usage, performance, and cost data to conduct effective annual IT portfolio reviews, which is essential for making data-driven investment decisions, retiring inefficient systems, and aligning with PMA stewardship goals, including optimizing IT for energy efficiency.
Better decisions about IT spending.
And it acts as a single monitoring platform for their geographically dispersed infrastructure, encompassing lab systems, regional networks, and cloud-hosted databases. Its AIOps capabilities are invaluable for lean IT teams, allowing them to quickly correlate issues across this vast environment and fix problems faster. A core insight here is that EPA's aggressive modernization increases technical complexity without necessarily having fully mature governance processes in place yet. LM Envision acts as a governance accelerator, automating data collection for risk assessments and portfolio reviews, thereby securing modernization investments and fulfilling those critical GIO mandates.
Helping them catch up on governance while modernizing. To reach the EPA, we directly engage the Office of the CIO, CISO on the GAO's high-risk findings, presenting LM Envision as a direct solution for their immediate compliance and security needs. Show them how it helps address those 11 recommendations.
Makes perfect sense.
Also important, our program offices leading modernization, specifically the leaders of the ICIS Modernization Board and the CDX program, as they are implementing the new systems and e-visibility. Key FSI partners include CGI Federal, who holds the ITID contract for enterprise-wide modernization, CDX services, and OCFO tech solutions, and GDIT, with the mains task order for enterprise IT infrastructure and application platforms, and Superfund support. These integrators are deeply involved in the EPA's digital transformation and can be key allies.
Beyond these four key departments, Chris, several other agencies merit high priority and offer significant opportunities for LM Envision.
Okay, who else is on the radar?
Well, the Department of Veterans Affairs, VA, operates one of the largest integrated healthcare systems globally and is undergoing that massive electronic health record, or EHR, modernization. They need critical monitoring for hospital IT systems, patient portals, and stringent compliance with IPA and VA-specific standards. LM Envision's proven healthcare IT success in the private sector makes it highly relevant for ensuring seamless patient care and data security there.
Huge healthcare system, huge need.
Absolutely. The Social Security Administration, SSA, runs high-volume legacy mainframe systems with incredibly stringent uptime requirements, processing millions of transactions daily. LM Envision can bolster the reliability of these legacy systems and ease the transition to newer technology by spanning both old and new, providing a unified view of their entire infrastructure. Its automation features are crucial in helping lean SSA teams manage massive workloads without increasing headcount.
Bridging the old mainframe world and the new.
Exactly. Civilian components of the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, such as FEMA, USCIS, and CBP, rely heavily on IT, especially for surge usage during critical events. Think FEMA disaster assistance portals getting hammered after a hurricane. LM Envision ensures uptime during these peak windows and aligns perfectly with the DHS CDM program for continuous monitoring across their diverse missions.
Handling those critical surges.
Essential. And finally, the General Services Administration, GSA, is often a leader in adopting innovative technologies and setting government-wide IT standards. Winning GSA could create a lighthouse account, influencing other agencies, and potentially leading to LM Envision being added to government-wide procurement vehicles or recommended as a best practice, opening doors across the entire federal landscape.
GSA is the trendsetter. So given all these unique needs and challenges across these different agencies, how should the LM Envision sales team strategically tailor their value proposition? What specific use cases and solution areas should they really emphasize when engaging with federal civilian agencies?
Good question. It's about hitting the right notes for each audience.
First, I'd say hybrid cloud observability. This means showcasing how LM Envision provides a truly unified view for agencies migrating to the cloud data bank of that application, spanning a legacy on-prem database and a cloud front-end deployed in AWS GovCloud. It assures agencies they won't lose critical visibility as they adopt cloud-first strategies.
Absolute key for those migrations.
Then, tool consolidation and IT efficiency. Agencies often have that messy, costly collection of legacy monitoring tools. LM Envision can replace or integrate with many of these, consolidating monitoring onto one FedRAMP authorized platform, which drastically reduces complexity, licensing costs, and training overhead. This makes for a compelling business case backed by its compliance.
Show them the money savings and simplification.
Third, proactive incident prevention, AIOps. Highlight LM Envision's AI-driven predictive abilities, like detecting a subtle memory leak in a new application release before it impacts users, or predicting capacity issues weeks in advance. This helps agencies move from reactive firefighting to proactive automated operations, preventing outages before they even occur.
Moving left, preventing problems.
Next, accelerating agency services delivery. Frame observability as directly accelerating speed to mission. This involves ensuring new digital services, especially citizen-facing portals, are launched faster and with confidence, providing immediate performance feedback and using synthetic transactions to simulate user journeys and identify issues before real users do.
Connecting IT performance to mission outcomes.
Fifth, continuous compliance and audit support. For security and regulatory audiences, stress automated compliance reporting via real-time dashboards that map directly to NIST controls or EO14028 requirements. This significantly reduces frantic data calls from oversight bodies and greatly aids forensic analysis post-incident,
making audits less painful.
Finally, remote and edge monitoring. For agencies with field offices, labs, or IoT deployments like DOI parks or DOE field sensors, Discuss LMN envisions unique ability to monitor connectivity and data flow from remote devices through the same unified platform, ensuring continuous operation even in the most far-flung locations.
Extending visibility to the edge. To effectively engage and convert these federal markets, it's absolutely crucial to identify and prioritize key personas and cultivate strong relationships with strategic partners. You need to know who to talk to and who can help you.
Right, the who and the how.
Agency CIOs and CTOs are the strategic decision makers. The pitch to them should focus on strategic initiatives like seamless cloud migration and IT modernization, ensuring compliance with OMB mandates and successfully navigating OIJO audits, and clearly demonstrating ROI through tangible cost savings and improved mission delivery. Think of leaders like Darren Ash at DOI, Ann Duncan at DOE, Vaughn Noga at EPA, and Carl Mathias at HHS.
Speak their language, strategy compliance, ROI.
Exactly. Then we have IT operations and network operations managers. These are the day-to-day users and the teams facing alert fatigue and tool sprawl. For them, we emphasize solving their acute pain points, consolidating disparate tools, reducing alert noise, and achieving faster mean time to repair, MTTR. Highlight the unified console, AI-driven alert correlation, quick deployment, and those 3,000-plus integrations.
Focus on making their daily lives easier.
Mm-hmm. DevOps and application owners care deeply about observability for their specific services. For them, we stress deep visibility through synthetic monitoring, log analytics, and application performance metrics, tying infrastructure metrics directly to application performance, pinpointing root cause for faster, more reliable deployments.
Helping them build and run apps better.
Right. Cybersecurity officers, including CISOs and SOC leads, need to know LM Envision complements their existing security operations by eliminating blind spots, providing anomaly detection for unusual behavior, supporting zero trust efforts, and critically offering FedRAMP authorized data protection that integrates with their broader security architecture. Paul Selby, the DOE CISO, is a prime example of this critical persona.
Showing how it fits the security puzzle.
Yes. Program managers for major IT programs are looking for solutions that de-risk and accelerate their multi-year, multi-million dollar projects. Showcase how LM Envision provides immediate, transparent visibility for both old and new systems during transitions and helps demonstrate progress and adherence to timelines through executive dashboards.
Helping them deliver their big projects successfully.
And finally, and perhaps most critically, are the federal systems integrators, FSIs. These are your critical force multipliers. Companies like Booz Allen Hamilton, SAIC, Leidos, Accenture Federal, Deloitte, CGI Federal, and GDIT. They hold the prime contracts, manage complex programs, and are responsible for implementing solutions.
They're essential partners.
Absolutely essential. Position LM Envision as a way for FSIs to reduce their operational costs, meet stringent SLAs for their federal clients, and differentiate their proposals with AI-driven observability. FedRAMP authorization is absolutely key here, as it streamlines their ability to include LM Envision in their solutions.
Helping the FSIs win and deliver.
Exactly. We should specifically align with partners like Booz Allen and General Dynamics for DOI, CGI Federal and GDIT for EPA, Leidos and Amentum for DOE, and Accenture Federal Services, Booz Allen and GDIT for HHS. And let's not forget Carahsoft Technology as a crucial government-wide distribution channel across all agencies.
The channel is key.
Very key. Lastly, nurturing tech community influencers, lead engineers, or architects within agencies who champion new technologies is vital. Provide them with in-depth demos, white papers, and architectural diagrams to gain their technical buy-in on scalability, data retention, and API flexibility, as their internal advocacy can often clear pathways for adoption.
Winning over the internal champions. And there you have it. Today, we've taken a truly comprehensive deep dive into why LM Envision is not just another monitoring tool, but really a strategic, indispensable platform poised to fundamentally transform how U.S. federal civilian agencies innovate, secure, and accelerate their critical missions.
Mm-hmm. Covered a lot of ground.
We really have. We've seen in granular detail how LM Envision directly addresses the top concerns of federal IT leaders. From complying with stringent cybersecurity orders like zero trust and avoiding outages of vital citizen services to maximizing efficiency and innovation with constrained resources.
Hitting all the key pain points.
We've highlighted its core benefits. Faster incident resolution, unified hybrid cloud visibility across incredibly complex environments, audit-ready compliance that reduces overhead, and a significant reduction in that notorious tool sprawl. And of course, the pivotal FedRAMP moderate authorization removes a huge hurdle for adoption, making it a trusted, secure choice for handling sensitive government data.
FedRAMP really unlocks the door.
It does. For departments like Interior, EPA, Energy, and HHS, LM and Vision can fundamentally improve mission delivery, whether it's ensuring national parks remain connected and accessible, cutting-edge energy research runs 24/7 without interruption, or essential health services are delivered securely without delay to millions of citizens.
Chris, this deep dive truly underscores what's at stake. The federal landscape doesn't just demand modernization. It demands intelligent, resilient modernization. LM Envision offers the ability for agencies to monitor smarter, respond faster to issues, and stay compliant with ever-evolving mandates, ultimately empowering them to not only meet but exceed their mandates and tangibly improve the public good.
Intelligent modernization, I like that.
This isn't just about the technology itself. It's about building enduring trust and robust resilience in the digital backbone of our government, ensuring it can consistently deliver for its citizens. For you, the listener, consider the critical services that you rely on every day, from accessing government benefits to receiving vital public health information, or maybe experiencing our national parks online or in person.
Things we often take for granted.
Exactly. Imagine the profound positive impact of having those services underpinned by an intelligent, always-on system. It truly changes how government can serve its citizens effectively and securely.
Absolutely. It's about a future where government services are more reliable, more secure, and more responsive than ever before. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into the future of federal IT. We invite you to consider the profound implications of unified observability for the future of government services and how it touches your daily life. We'll catch you on the next deep dive.